Greetings and salutations from the Agile Revolution. Tony here.
And Craig.
And we're about to Vox Pops YAL 14. What do you think, Craig? How's it been so far as one of the organisers of YAL?
Busy.
In fact, he's been so busy I haven't seen anything but the back of Craig. All I see him is going past at 100 miles an hour. I must say, I got a chance to go to Troy Hunt's presentation today on hacking. Truly scary. It was like watching a horror movie play out.
Yeah, this is kind of, I mean, this is a developer conference, right? It's got an agile component to it, but it's all about developers, and this is really the heart of where it all comes from. I mean, we can talk about process till the cows come home, but if someone doesn't turn up and write a bit of software, we're all a bit screwed, aren't we?
Yeah, very true. And I've got to tell you, it also gave a whole new meaning to the rough end of a pineapple, that's for sure.
And we'll leave that one alone. All right, let's go and see what we can find.
Let's see what we can find out here. It's a very, very busy conference. How many people, Craig, did you end up getting?
It's about 500 here. Craig Aspinall.
Hello.
Craig Aspinall.
It's the other Craig again. How's it going, guys?
We had such no response from the last time you were on the podcast, we thought we'd come to talk to you again.
Thanks. That's it. So your number's flatlining and you want to kill them all off again. That's what you're saying, basically.
What do you think of the conference, mate? The
conference has been fantastic so far. Craig set me up with probably the best track to go in the house this morning. So two excellent talks. I'm following on from a whole day of good talks yesterday, so it's really good. Everything from security to developers to functional programming to, you know, it's good.
Excellent.
And everybody here is excited about it too.
The Troy Hunt one was a resounding success, I was just saying.
Yeah, I think everybody really loved that. We couldn't get everybody out of the room. They were just like, no, we'll ask more questions. Like, oh, you're eating into your lunchtime, but go ahead.
So it's always, people listening to the podcast may not have been in that particular talk. What was the base premise?
So basically what Troy was talking about was teaching yourself to hack your own products before somebody else does. So he was giving lots of examples and lots of case studies of where people do really innocently stupid things and then expose, you know, quite personal.
Like taking a picture of your credit card and shoving it on Twitter, right?
Yeah, you know, take the picture of the front of the bat, put it on Twitter, and then wonder why your card gets cancelled shortly thereafter.
It's really scary, wasn't it? It was like a horror movie.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what I tweeted out. It was like, you know, it's like watching these talks is like watching a horror movie because you get scared and excited and entertained all at the same time. And you're like, oh, what am I supposed to feel? But it's really awesome. And
I feel like I need to run home with my mobile and stick it on Fiddler again.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, no, it was really, really good. And the talk before that with Rob Bell, basically teaching everybody how to use Git properly and how it actually is supposed to work, as opposed to, you know, bringing up GitX and a GUI tool and going, oh, look, pretty pictures. You know, actually getting down to the nuts and bolts of it. That session went really well as well. So definitely well looked after this morning.
Great stuff, mate.
No worries.
Shall we move on?
We shall.
Find people. We'll go find real people. No, sorry. Hi, boys. Tony from the Agile Revolution. Just box popping. What do you think of the conference so far?
Very good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very happy.
Yeah.
And what's the highlight for you, Jason? This is Jason Royals.
So far, it's been the cheesecake that I just had. That was pretty good.
There's always one. Let's ask somebody who's actually got some serious opinions. Very good indeed.
The catering's
excited him greatly.
I really enjoyed Troy's talk just then about security. That's something, and it was really interesting to see the massive lineup out the door actually for that one. So
it does seem to be the buzz moment.
Yeah, that was a pretty awesome presentation. Yeah. Actually,
that was very entertaining actually. Yeah, and very hands-on. So I learned quite a bit from it.
And yeah. And what else do you think in terms of the speakers? Who've been the other ones that really popped for you?
The agile one, Goj. I couldn't remember his name.
Goto Advik.
Yes, his president.
Jez Humble yesterday was excellent.
Yes. Jez Humble's always a good contributor. I love his dress sense. Always does it value for me. The short shorts and the thongs.
Ho, ho, ho. My man Craig.
Craig's rejoined us. He just did a little flip then and took off.
I had no security issue. I dropped my iPad somewhere, so...
He left it with his pineapple. Anyway, we'll keep going. Okay. Excellent. All right, what about the keynote speakers? How did you feel about those, guys?
His keynote speaker was pretty. She was really good. Which came from the Agile.
She was from
Gabriela Benveri. Yeah, she's pretty good. And the way that she explained everything with the Agile.
I thought that talk really set a good theme for the rest of the Agile and Lean talks in the late afternoon or early afternoon and late morning. So it was really good.
Awesome stuff. All right, we're going to move on, boys. Thanks for being on the Agile Revolution.
Thank you.
Right, Tony, yes, moved on, and iPad found. You know, we have that sinking feeling when you go, where's my technology gone?
Oh, there was a little terror moment on your face, and I thought, there must be something going wrong.
Yeah, always the way. All right, let's, here we go. Andrew Newman.
Hello.
The Agile Revolution, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
He looks at us with great despair when he saw the microphone.
It does. And Andrew was on one of my very first Agile projects.
Yeah, it was EasyDoc. It was a great time, a lot of learning. And I'm still using some of those lessons today. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Hang on, you're not grey, because that was a long time ago.
It was, yeah, at least 10 years ago or ish. Yeah, 2005.
Yeah. I mean, early XP, right? It was, interesting time. So what are you up to now, then?
I'm working at a company called Other Levels. We do mainly push services and notifications for mobile apps. Some of our customers are like Halfbrick and Coles. So, yeah, doing a lot of message processing. Just got Scala into production, so that happy days. We're going from, say, Ruby and Node to Scala.
So what's the reason behind that? How do you convince management to go, let's give Scala a crack?
I don't know what I did this time. Most of the time, I evaluate things, present it, and they're like, well, it already works.
It's just a JVM.
So that's right. It just keep it the same. Some of the examples were the code. So for comprehensions looks a lot better than callbacks. And also the libraries, I think that was the other one. You can do functional programming, sort of, with Java libraries. So I think that was the main things, yeah.
And from the conference, any highlights?
I think the talk last night, I can't remember the two guys' name.
Martin Thompson and, the other one escaped me.
And I quite liked Ed's talk this morning.
Ed Commit.
Yeah, Ed Commit
was very good this morning.
Yeah, learning how to learn.
Learning how to learn, yeah. So, and he's sort of living that kind of thing as well. So I saw his talk that he gave yesterday earlier this year, and having seen it a second time, I actually understood it like to the end rather than sort of getting lost halfway through. So, and the way that I've approach things like Haskell or category theory, you don't expect to get it right the first time or even the 10th time. It's like the 12th time with a bunch of people and then you might get it. So, yeah.
So experimentation.
Exactly. And that kind of repeating, having another run at the brick wall and eventually it falls over.
Excellent. Well, that's the story of your life really, isn't it, Andrew? Thanks for talking to us. All right. So, lots of geeky geeks, right? But it's amazing. Like you get the same things, you know, trying things again, all those types of things.
That's it. Yeah. So I can see somebody here that needs to be tapped on the shoulder.
Hello,
Sharon.
I'm here.
Sharon Robson, Agile Revolution.
Hi, how are you going?
Taking us 83 episodes to track it down.
And she was just saying to me, I've never heard of the Agile Revolution.
I know, so I'm mortally embarrassed.
You're on the Agile Revolution.
I email you every week.
Yeah, sure.
So what are you up to these days, Sharon?
I'm just moving into a new role. I'm the agility coach at the TATS Group. Super exciting.
So basically, I can talk to you when when my numbers don't come up. Is that what you're saying?
I wish. I wish. Regulation means, guess what? No involvement. Random number generation, regulated. Who knew? It's fascinating stuff. Working in an agile space, overlaid with a regulation approach, architecture approach, front end, back end, middleware, storage layers. Awesome.
She sounds a little bit too excited about it for me, Craig.
She does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Work is meant to be fun.
And we love Sharon because she's much like Craig and I, got the old testing hat on as well. She's an old she's a tester.
I call her the tester's tester.
A tester's tester.
Exactly. Well, I was just having this, poor guy has probably just escaped now, because I was just expounding the benefits of having a well-known quality model and being able to articulate.
If only there was an ISO standard for that, Sharon.
If only there was.
What would that be? What would that standard be, Sharon?
I should have known that in 5 minutes of me mentioning ISO 9126.
Well, I was going to make the point that it actually took us 84 episodes to mention ISO 9126, but there you go.
But times have changed. It is now 25010, and there's some really cool quality models I've been investigating. Bohm's quality tree is brilliant when you start to look at some of your distributed architectures that we've got these days. It's like the old-fashioned stuff coming back
into... The same guy who did all the estimates? Different Bohm?
No, different Bohm.
Okay, yeah. So more Bohms.
More Bohms. There's more Bohms on that tree than you can imagine.
So if anybody wants to talk to you about that, what's your Twitter handle that they can Twitter you on?
@SMRobson.
There you go.
At SM Robson, that's me. There I shall be.
Before we let you go, I guess just having joined TATS, I mean, I think it's an interesting story because it's an organisation that needs a little bit of help, moving towards the agility space. What are the big challenges you're seeing just being, feet under the desk and starting in an organisation that said, help us get a little better than what we are?
Oh, well, the DNA of the organisation is awesome, and everything they've done so far has gotten them to this stage. Now they're really keen to make that big step forward, and what they're looking for is ways of moving forward. So the ability to change the way you think is very hard, very, very hard. So that's why they're injecting new people like myself and other people coming on board, just to sort of shake that snow globe and say, let's look at different ways of working.
I like that, shake the snow globe. I'm going to borrow that.
I'm borrow that one.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good analogy, isn't it? Yeah, we don't want to get rid of everything good. But what we want to do is just change the way people think in that paradigm so that we can use what we've got and move forward.
So lose a bit of thwarty, is that what you're saying, Sharon?
Oh, absolutely. Get rid of
the
thwarty.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thwarty is for everybody.
Thwarty stands for that's how we always do it.
Excellent.
Yeah, I always equate that to changing the rhythm of the culture.
Absolutely, absolutely. But these guys have got quality in their DNA, no choice about it. But what we're looking for is new and exciting ways to move forward, which is just brilliant. And it's a cutting-edge industry. Got to change.
Yeah, I think in comparison to a lot of other large organisations that all of us see is that's an organisation that probably has the potential to really look forward as opposed to a lot of other organisations who are probably looking backwards.
Absolutely. Always eyes front. And I love that from the perspective that we're always looking over the next event horizon rather than looking back and saying, oh, look where we've been. It's like, hang on, there's another race tomorrow. So we've always got to be heading forward, and that's just a great environment to be working in.
Yeah. And any highlights from the Agile Lean Track you've seen so far at the conference?
Well, things that I've found out about. Microservices. I challenged myself and I thought, I'm going to make an assumption about what it is. Turns out I was slightly off track, but oh my goodness, how exciting is that? I'm very conscious it is flavour of the month, but I'm also very conscious of moving towards environments that foster flexibility, foster speed, foster rate of change. Key metric, never heard of before, I'm embarrassed to say. Key metric that I love, how long does it take you to get one line of code into production?
Yeah, that's all right.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, no, I love that. And it's the sort of thing I'm going to take back to work and make people cry with, but it's going to be so exciting.
And Kafka's not something that you wear.
Kafka was a great thought leader in the 60s. I was staggered when I saw the Kafka bus. I thought, oh my goodness, I've gone through this time book. I don't remember the 60s, by the way. My mum told me about it.
Uh-huh. And Craig and I are just nodding and saying yes because we're smarter than that.
Great catching up with you, Sharon. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Ambush much, yes. That's what we do, right? We just shove. Who else do you see, Tony?
I saw Dave. You should get Dave.
No, we can do that. He's talking a little bit at the moment.
Who else is there? There's so many people here. To be honest with you, you have to actually see it to believe it, but it is just packed. And in fact, Craig, I have to say, I felt that Yao has actually started to surpass a number of the other conferences that I've been to. Just for the diversity. You've got the Agile and the Lean track, you've got the technical stuff, you've just got the mix of everything. So you've got people who are here who are not necessarily, like Sharon, for example, not a tech head, actually coming for the Agile and the Lean stuff, but then challenging himself to see some of the technical stuff and actually latching onto it and realising, hey, that actually works with what we're doing.
I think that's the real... There's been a lot of criticism, I think, in the Agile world that we've lost our technical roots. And I mean, we can go back to Deming and the process and all those things, and we still need to talk about that, but I think it's good to see that they don't have to mention the A word in this conference, but it's all equally applicable.
Yeah, I think one of the interesting things here, as we walk around and talk to a lot of the techies, Agile's just the way they work, just the way they live and breathe. It's now about remembering with the technical roots to actually make it apply to those short-term sharp iterations and those types of things that we talk about.
All right, so let's see who else we can spy here. So the conference runs in three cities, Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney. We're in Brisbane at this particular conference, but large crowds in all cities.
Yes, and it's I can't vouch for the other ones, but for Brisbane, just to see this many people, in one space is amazing.
All right, let's see who else we can spy. Who are you trying to get to, Tony?
Well, I don't know. I can't see anybody that I'm looking for.
Let's go this way. I do see someone we can talk to. Okay. Moving through the crowd, I'm going to run right into Darren Cottrell from Optiva. I'll spit that out. Darren, Agile Revolution, how are you doing?
Very good, thanks.
So tell us a little bit about Optiva in 10 seconds or less.
Optiva is a private trading company based in Sydney. So we do sort of low latency trading with our own money, invested in Asian markets. Mm-hmm. Really out to kind of run our brand a bit, because we're looking for great software developers to come and join us and build our trading systems.
In the second best place to work in Australia this year.
Yeah, it is. It's very proud of that. Everybody seems to think it's a great place to work, so yeah, we're really happy about that.
What do you think? What do you think makes it a? You know, we talk on the podcast a lot about the environment and what makes places great. You know, what is it about Optiva? Do you think that? I mean, A, it took the attention of the judges, but B, you know, I mean, you've been there for a while now, so.
I mean, there's the obvious things when you go into the office in terms of just, you know, a relaxed sort of work environment, and we create it. You know, it's a lot of fun to kind of work there. But more importantly than that, I think there's sort of giving people autonomy to sort of make their own decisions around technology. We don't, you know, it's a very low bureaucracy sort of environment. So people work very closely with the traders who work sort of, you know, in the same office. So they get to see their end results of their software really, really quickly. And that sort of stuff just, you know, makes developers pretty happy, I think.
That's great stuff. So what's the highlights of the conference for you so far?
I just went to the microservices talk about microservices at REA. I've been following sort of John Eaves' blog in terms of talking about some of that stuff for a while, and that really kind of pulled it all together, that talk. So that was really good. There's a lot of similar stuff we want to start looking at architecture-wise at Optiva about breaking down some of our monolithic apps. So I think using some of their patterns and some of the ways they've done like pack-based contract testing, it's been really exciting. So definitely take away some of that.
Fantastic. So key highlights other than that one from the keynote speakers, how did you feel they went?
The keynote speakers were great. I really enjoyed, obviously, the like low latency stuff I really enjoyed as well. So Ryan Thompson's talk was great, as always. It's really good to see them open sourcing Aeron and doing all that sort of technology, which we might be able to use as well. That kind of stood out for me too.
Great stuff.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that. And Optiva, obviously, a sponsor. And we'll chat to you soon.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, let's move through. Nice spread of food. We're walking past.
Yeah, I can see a face, an old face from where I used to work, and he's now working for another company.
All right.
Aaron Elkington.
Tony.
How are you going?
And Craig.
Agile Revolution.
Yes, yes.
We're just going to interview you a little bit.
All right.
Pops.
All these smithereens.
He's got the eyes like he's in the spotlight.
That's it, wrapping in the headlights.
So what do you do with yourself these days?
I'm working at UWE. I'm actually being a bit of a scrum master, would you believe?
Well, there you go. See, after all these years, I finally did have an effect on you. I had the pleasure of working with Aaron for many years.
You had to get away from me to work as a scrum master, Tony.
That's right. No, I've learnt the consequences of doing the job poorly, and now I'm hoping to improve. I'm basically looking for a role model, so, you know, I'm glad I've met Tony again.
So, you know, no, what not to do. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fantastic. There's nothing like great support from great friends, is there? So what's the highlights of the conference for you so far?
The highlights? I liked the drinking yesterday evening. That makes me sound horrible.
It's already on. We don't need it.
It's in Dan for perpetuity.
By the way.
I thought the story carding one yesterday morning with all the cakes, the very humorous cakes.
Jeff Patton and the Cake Rex.
Cake Rex, they were so funny. That was really cool.
Excellent. Yep. All right, and your first Yao, second Yao?
Oh, I'd say I'd be a repeat offender. This would be at least three or four.
So what's your impressions of this conference as opposed to the other Yao conferences that we've had so far?
Less functional programming. I guess that's because there's a whole functional programming one now. And
you just didn't go to the talks. There's still a lot of it there.
That's it. And I think it's interesting seeing the sort of themes that get fed through different years. This one's like microservices, agile again, and agile's come at a good point for me because I'm constantly striving to get better at it at the moment, because the consequences of not doing it well are very immediate for the Scrum Master.
Just before we leave you, I guess the interesting thing about you is, so you've worked at a large insurance company, you're now at a, they're not a small company, but they're certain, but they're more of a startup growing company. Yeah, you said it right. What are the kind of key challenges that you're seeing, agile related at the moment?
Agile related. Well, there's growing the maturity from a reactive, very knee-jerk reaction state of play, which a startup sort of has, into starting to bring processes in and very, so just bringing Scrum in a prescriptive sort of way, and then changing it to meld with the sort of culture and the personalities you have in the team.
Yeah, we had a very big conversation yesterday about being very careful about how he scales. So one of the things that happens when you try to put that Scrum framework in is you've got to be careful, because it doesn't scale if you don't do the right things, and then you find yourself in a really hard space. So hopefully.
Now, you had some really good suggestions.
Well, that was nice for me.
There's a first for everything.
Yeah,
all right. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Aaron.
Cheers, guys.
All right. Nothing like hanging it on Tony as he gives him the one finger salute.
That was nice. As we walked away, that was lovely.
Excellent. Let's continue walking this way. Let's see what we can find.
Who else can we see?
See Matt Callanan. Let's have a quick chat to him.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Matt Callanan, the Agile Revolution. How are you doing?
Craig Smith. I'm doing well. Thanks. Tony, how's it going?
Hey, enjoying the conference?
I'm loving the conference, yeah. It's a great chance to get out and meet some familiar faces, and it's like a big reunion in Brisbane every year.
It is, yeah. Good to see you again.
Yeah.
you're big in the DevOps space. You run the Brisbane DevOps community, but also we're behind DevOps Days here in Brisbane. Obviously, DevOps Talks here as well. What are you seeing just generally in the DevOps community? Any interesting things you're seeing here or in general?
It's all about Docker. That's the word that we keep hearing all the time. It's a bit of a running gag, a bit of a running joke. But seriously, yeah, the DevOps Days conference here in Brisbane was really, really good, really well attended. We had a lot of people here, even more than Sydney last year. Some great speakers, some great open spaces, and it's great to see the IT community rallying around, and they all come together and they want to talk about how can we make things better in IT, and it's a great community of passionate people. How can we get developers and operations talking to each other more, collaborating, talking about the latest technology and tools? And it's great to see a track here at Yao and some of the talks. And there's a lot of crossover with continuous delivery and lean and agile, and kind of all of these different streams of all coming together around the same sort of ideas, fast feedback, and let's work together. And it's great to see.
You got to meet Jez Humble. How was that?
Yeah, I got to briefly meet him, and I'll be flying down tomorrow for his workshop as well. So interested in talking more with him. But yeah, he's a great guy. He's a great speaker, and good to see him out here in Australia again.
Awesome. Excellent stuff. I must say, with the DevOps, I came to the DevOps, and I was really, really impressed about how much it's grown.
Mm.
And it's just got to keep growing. So anybody who's listening, support the DevOps. Make right. sure you turn up, because it's really, really important that we get behind that community as we
it
go
is.
Forward.
It
it's
is.
Only going to make life better for everybody.
That's right.
Whether you're doing the actual Agile or Lean, or whether you're actually in the technical space, it all merges together, and we all have to work together.
That's it. And it's a grassroots movement, so it's all about...
It's not a job title, people.
That's right.
I thought it was a position description, Craig.
You just had to talk about that yesterday.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, great to talk to you. I'm going to shove a microphone in Michael's face. Just because I can. Michael Villas.
I was trying to look very busy just then.
So we got young Mike Villas here from, and I say young because I've known him since he was a grad.
Yes.
From Suncorp.
Yes.
How you going?
I'm good. I'm having a good time. I've just come out of the security session and now I've filled up my tummy with lunch. So having a good day so far.
And the highlights for you from Yale?
I think there's been some really good messages on Agile and Lean, I guess, making sure you're doing the right things as opposed to just making yourself really busy, which is something we do probably a bit too much. And a lot of it comes down to, if that's the things we measure, then that's typically the things we're going to be doing. So from an Agile and Lean perspective, I think that's my takeaway. The security guys is really good, and I think more so than anything, just raising the visibility that you can't just push security under the covers, that it's going to come back and bite you, and it's probably doing that already and you might not even know it. So I think we've got about 200 or so people that attended that session that are ready to go back and start testing out some of these tools and techniques on their own systems. So
yeah. Turn off your Wi-Fi when you get back to work.
Absolutely. I think everyone's not going to trust the conference Wi-Fi ever again. So
I mean, there's about 100 people who just suddenly went and Googled their own name to see if their credit card
absolutely.
Came up anywhere.
Like it's if you can take anything away from the security prezzo, it's that Google is both your best friend and your worst enemy, because it indexes everything and makes things that are very obscure really easy to find and collect. So, and the other thing is it makes really silly people stand out. Don't take a photo of your credit card and put it on the internet.
Oh my
There's
God.
Nothing
We've had that mentioned about
do.
Three or four times. I think we're all just, in shock.
Yeah, don't be stupid. So yeah, cool.
And put your name to it, and what else? They had signatures on them, and they even put their CVVs on.
Yeah, and just
how
ask
horrendous
people
was
to put
that?
Their
well, just put their address on there and be done with it.
Yeah. So yeah, having a good time. I think makes me feel like I'm back at uni again, forgetting the realities of the real world, and just going back to learning mode and just absorbing as much as I can. So
the only difference is you've had a shower and you haven't got beer in your head.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so. And some people are solving.
But he has pudding, so it's the same thing.
Very good, guys.
Great talk to you, mate. Cheers.
Thank you, sir.
Cheers. All right, we're going to have to wrap this up in just a minute. Let me see if we spy anybody else.
I can see Peter Oxenham. I'd like to just grab him just quickly.
Quickly, yes, let's do that. We're about to go back in a session.
Peter, don't run away.
Hello,
Peter, don't run away. Tony and Craig from the Agile Revolution. Oh. Peter Oxenham here. He's currently working with me at the moment. How's Yow for you?
Well, this is my first Yow experience. So
you're a Yow virgin.
I am a Yow virgin. My cherry's been popped and I've quite enjoyed it.
Oh, well, there we go. That's a good experience. And you're a test guru, we like to call you.
Jeez.
Or should we say a developer who can test?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what have been the main messages out of Yow for you? You're going to take back?
I think about the outcome stuff, actually. The keynote in the morning about talking about those outcomes and thinking of different ways to sort of define what the problems are instead of just story points and that sort of stuff. So I really enjoyed that talk, and Gorski about his sort of other thing was what was it called? Oh, anyway, his talk yesterday as well. I really enjoyed those two. Yeah,
there's another one today. Elizabeth Kramer on it's got a really weird title about Pippi's.
Yeah,
but it's actually about solving problems and things. So in the same vein.
All right, I might check it out.
Excellent. All right, thanks a lot, Pete.
Thanks, guys. Take care. All right, any last. Spiny, anybody important running around the corridors?
No, only us. We're the important ones.
We are. Okay, well, we're going to try and do a few more interviews while we're here, if we can. Tony?
Yeah, I think we're going to grab a few more people and do a few interviews later on. We've got, who did you say we've got later on, Craig?
We've got Simon Brown lined up, hopefully, so we'll get to that, and so we can get a few more folks.
Excellent. I'm hoping we can also get our hands on Troy as well, Troy Hunt. And that would be a fantastic effort as well.
All right, well, let's go enjoy a few more sessions and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right.
People are revolution.